Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is July 1st, 2020. That means that June has passed, thank goodness. And it's time for Mickey Fulp's monthly major market review. And Mickey, what a month it was, huh?
Yeah, it was quite a surprise. I mean, really, the markets, U.S. markets, have really undergone a V-shaped recovery. We had the Dow up 1.7% on the month, but let's look at the quarter, up almost 18% on the quarter. S&P 500 closed at 3,100, up almost 20% on the quarter. NASDAQ up 30% on the quarter, and it just is off, finished the month off its all-time high, which about a week ago, it closed at 10,059, 12% on the half. The Dow is still down almost 10% for the year. S&P 500 is only off 4%. So in my opinion, the tech stocks are overbought, but they have really benefited from this whole virus and virtual reality paradigm that we're in with everybody working from home. So and finally, the Russell small caps were up 25% on a quarter, but they're still down 13.5% on the year. And bear in mind, this is a small cap Russell 2000, which I think the minimum market cap's about 150 million. So really, this is not to account for all the mom and pop storefronts that are being destroyed in the U.S., and that will come back to bite us.
No doubt. It could get to the point where the only place where you can eat dinner out is some chain restaurant, because all the small businesses will have been deliberately destroyed. But let's not get into politics. Let's look at our other markets here, and more good news as well.
Yeah, the VIX, which is a measure of the so-called fear index, S&P 500 futures index volatility, was in the 30s most of the month. At one day, it went up as high as 43 after we crashed from the early June highs. But that's down considerably from what it was happening 2 or 3 months ago. Toronto Stock Exchange has really been tracking the Dow here for about 3 months. It ended up at 15,515, 2% up on the month, 16% on the quarter, but still down 9% for the year. The real winner here is Toronto Venture Exchange, driven by 7.5-year highs for gold. It surged over the last week or so, ended up at 620, 12% gain on the month, 60% on the quarter, but only 7% on the year. But if we look down our board, it's been since about a year and a half since we've had the Toronto Venture Exchange Index at this range. There is increasingly new interest. It's really almost gone exponential in the last week or so. Everybody's trying to get in on financing, so there's looks a bit frothy to me right now. And bear in mind, we have the summer doldrums basically starting into effect right now. And finally, the emerging market index was up 7% on the month, closed at 995, 20% on the quarter, but it continues to lag, 11% on the year. And this would be despite what I would think is an equivocal recovery by China, because they've lost their export market. Who's going to buy their kegavs now? Certainly, I go to local Walmart and I see a lot less of the shelves filled with Chinese kegavs.
Yeah, and let's not forget the trend was already down for Chinese imports, shifting of the supply chain from China to neighboring countries in Southeast Asia. They've got a world of problems, and we'll see how it works out. But hey, let's take a look at money. We had, like, considering currencies, we had pretty major moves for the month.
Yeah, it's a bit surprising to me that the dollar index is down 3 months in a row now. From March's end at over 99, it ended up this month at 97.4, lost another percent, 1.7% on the quarter. And I have no idea, despite the safe haven demand for the U.S. dollar, and that's been considerable. And of course, the euro, if the dollar index is down 56%, that's the euro. So that means it's up. It's up for 2 months, close at 112, which is not particularly high, but well over a percent up on the month, 2% on the quarter, basically flat for the half. But I have no idea why, you know. I mean, that whole currency without a country in the whole EU is, in my opinion, could collapse during this whole virus debacle going under.
Any moment it could collapse. I forget what Jim Sinclair used to say. It's a promise made by and backed by absolutely no one. There's no full faith and credit, for what it's worth, of any country on the line for the euro, which means that when it's convenient, it'll probably go into the dustbin of history as a failed experiment.
Well, we would certainly think so. 10-year treasury has been at record lows now for 4 months in a row. Spent the month somewhere 0.63 to 0.771, ended up the month at 0.66. That's actually just a tick up over last month, but it's down. Interest rates in the U.S. on 10-year bond are down 66%, two-thirds. So I got to ask you, Kerry, have you followed my advice and sold your 10-year T-bonds yet? I'm telling you, mate, they're never going to be worth more.
Yeah, I don't see how. I mean, unless we go into negative rates, but then how can they be worth more for negative rates? So I guess if they go to zero, that's the only way they could be worth more, right?
Yeah. Let's move on to Bitcoin. It couldn't sustain its 2 month uptrend. It was down over the month 4%, closed at 91.49.
Yeah, it looks like in Bitcoin, it's hard to say if there's a range or not, but definitely that 10,000 is definitely resistance. It doesn't want to go over that.
It appears to be today or this week. We'll see.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But but let's look at our metals, at least for gold and silver. A very encouraging month, quarter, and half.
Well, the gold's on a 3 month roll here, and actually, if you look back, it's been on a roll going all the way back to early fall of 2018. We've been pretty much on the uptick for gold. It closed at a 7.5-year high of 772 yesterday. It did get as high, I think, as 1785 on the spot. That's a 2.5% gain, up 12% on the quarter, up 17% on the year. And certainly with all this creation money supply, the dollar looks bullish going forward. Silver still lagged. It actually got above $18, close at $18.20, 2% gain, but still lagging gold, and it's only up 2% on the year. There's really just no interest in silver. Platinum spent the month in the 800 range, and it's been that way for a couple of months now. Closed at 819. Palladium appears to have settled into the 1800s. It closed at 1868, but it still lost 18% on the quarter from its high of 2754. It's gone parabolic, but it's only come down about half where it started.
Yeah, so look for a Fibonacci retracement there at some point, right?
I would think so. You're the expert on that 61.8% retracement.
Or it could go to 80 something. I don't remember the magic numbers.
Yeah, I don't know.
They always seem to work, though.
61.8.
Yeah, they always seem to work for some reason. So I don't know why. Go figure. If somebody has an explanation, just send us an email because I'd love to hear it.
Let's go on to copper. The uptick continues. Copper's been up something about 8 of the last 9 weeks, something like that. It closed at 273, and it's only 2% off it's where it started over the year, up 13% on the month, up 24% on the quarter. As the world very haltingly reopens, and plus we still have supply disruptions. Codelco shut down Chuquicamata, the world's largest smelter, because they had the third virus death.
Let's look at our energy sector.
Yeah, the recovery continues for oil. Despite a drop in rigs in the U.S., we think maybe that's done now. It was down 16 weeks in a row, and it actually went up one rig last week. WTI was plus or minus $40 over the last week of the month, closed at $39.70 yesterday, up 12% on the month and a whopping 94% on the quarter. But we're still down about 30% on the year. Brent closed at $41.71, up 18% on the month as this recovered continues from the debacle in late April. Well, I'll mention right now this Brent to WTI ratio, that arbitrage has shrunk drastically. It's at 105, and it came off par last month, but before that it was up crazily. So Henry Hub, which got as low as $1.50 over the month, closed at 171. I think that's probably because the aircon season is now in effect and everybody's staying inside, shedding coronavirus to everybody they live with. And people, you need to get out and get some sunshine, okay? It's the best thing. Get a little bit of vitamin D. It's the summertime. And finally, uranium was range bound over the month, or actually over the last 2 months, between $33 and $34, and it's been hit severely over the last 3 or 4 days. The market's been open, and I did not find any reason for that. Presumably, somebody's come in and offered a bunch of uranium on the spot market, would be my guess. Anyway, it closed at $31.40, down 8%. On the month, 16% on the quarter, but it's still up something on the order. I'm doing the math in my head right now, probably 25% on the year. If anybody knows why uranium price has gotten hit, I went to a couple of my sources yesterday and they haven't gotten back to me. But something's happened here over the last 3-4 days in uranium spot market.
And finally, we go to our ratios.
Yeah, they're quite interesting. Gold silver ratio was benched most of the month at 100 plus or minus 100, dropped off here over a little last run up of gold and silver, closed at 97.4. Until about 4 or 5 months ago, that was the all-time high for the gold-silver ratio. But anyway, it's still historically high, but it's dropped from the last 3 months' range. Platinum to gold finished at 0.46 as platinum continues to struggle. That's only one tick off its all-time low of 0.45 a couple of months ago. Platinum palladium ratio appears to stabilize in at 0.44 over the last couple of months. We've already talked to Brent to WTI at 105. WTI to Henry Hub closed at 23.2, and that's about average for the last year and a half. We had a couple of three perturbations during the height of the flu fear and the panic that went with that. And finally, gold to WTI finished at its fourth highest all time at 44.5. But all those four have happened last month. It's half of what it was in April.
Well, this was an interesting month, markets aside, but obviously the markets kind of reflect the underlying turmoil that we're experiencing in society. And I guess we're just going to have to see where we go from here. But certainly gold is sending out an unmistakable signal. Ignore it at your own peril. You could say that. Anyways, that's it for this month. Make sure you go over to Mickey's site, mercenarygeologist.com. His Twitter handle, @mercenarygeo. And check out our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And our Twitter feed is @CarrieLutz. Mickey, we will pick up next month. It will be August, and we'll see what happens then.
Look forward to it, Carrie. No doubt we live in interesting times.
Yeah, a little too interesting recently, but interesting times indeed.